Good morning, all. I am Gabriela Medeiros, responsible for Institute. Welcome for our conference of results. Present with us, Daniel Gallo, CEO, Vitor Hugo, and Ricardo Martins. Before we begin, I would like to inform this event is being taped and it is available for all. Also, the disclosure documents. We will have a presentation and then we will have a session of answers and questions. The questions in this presentation will be available during this conference, and they will speak about the perspectives of the business goals and the revenues, and also the beliefs of the company, and also informations that are all available. Future considerations are also available. They involve risks and uncertainties that may not occur. Investors must understand that economical situations and other items can affect the performance and the results. And this is important to be expressed for future considerations. Now I would like to ask Mr. Daniel Gallo to speak. And after, Victor Hugo will make a presentation of financial results. Good morning, all. It's a pleasure being here today in this third trimester. Before beginning the presentation, I would like to say that from August, especially, there were requests of increased a lot in the electrical sector, and only in this third trimester, these restrictions impact on 27 gigs, 2 million reais. Now, the highlights of the first 9 months of 2023, according an important fact that we saw on 31 of October, and as I have spoken about, the creditors, a real guarantee, class two, an agreement that is till 2023, the recuperation, judicial recuperation, and paying 10,603 installments that were paid in September, October of these months, and the suspension of 12 of the debt. This still is an object of negotiation that we are dealing with. As also a highlight, in July, we published a notice to the sale of the resting of the Ventus, of also that judicial recuperation, informing to the investors in the conclusion of the third trimester. It's good to register that the company paid total 68 million reais to all the creditors of the company, class one, class two, and class three. As Victor will speak, going to the financial status, the revenue of the year, we had increase of 24,000 in 770 million reais. Our EBITDA 56.2 million, and the loss of 142 million reais. And about Renova Energy, as all company, Renova Energy is a Brazilian company of renewable energy, founded in 2001. It has the expertise of Eolotic, which is the core business of the company. It started in 2006, and since then, the company has been implementing Eolic projects. We also have a project of distribution of solar energy that is near our Phase A project, 4.8 mega, and the complex It's three phase A, which is very important for the company. That still is 10th one, the 10th one of the 10th biggest eolic parks in Latin America. An investment more than 2.5 billion reais. As I said, our main asset is this is our it has 432 megawatts installed, located in five municipalities of Bahia, and the operational center is in Guarapari, and the turbines in all the part of BOP and grids and substations in other municipalities. We are generating now 24,500 megawatts. This project is distributed in 26 parks, and it has 150 GE turbines. This is done by Vestas company, and we have commercialized 100% of energy, 53% free market, and 47% of the regulated environment, 13 and 14. Now, GT, that is distributed generation, has 4.8 mega. It was installed 19,000 plaques. We have inverters for the conclusion. What is predicted for 2023 is practically a civil construction, conditioning of the park that will be done. What is lacking is the conclusion, is the transmission and connection line. This is almost all concluded. Renova also follows developing, updating of its portfolio. We have today a pipeline of eolic projects, and our development area has new areas of generators and new technology available in the market. We have a portfolio that totalizes 7 gigs of capacity. Big part is approved, and 2.3 gigs of solar projects that are being developed basically and locating in the northwest of Brazil, in Bahia, Ceará, Rio Grande do Norte, especially in Caetel region. We have a bus cluster which are pretty well in development and advanced. Now, Victor, our CFO, will speak. Good morning. As commented in the beginning of the presentation, we are affected some restrictions in the trimester. We compared with the same period last week. We have a reduction of 9%, 8.7%, and we had 62% in our revenue and 57%. We have a migration of commercialization of eolic and commercialization of the trimester of last year is 26.6%, and this trimester 39.2, yeah, no, like 36.2 and 18.1 million reais in the revenue. In the production of energy, there's a reduction of the previous, of the second trimester of 321 gigs. And now we have a generation of 79,000 gigs. There's this a big impact of 26 million gigs. Restrictions in INS because of the system. We are obligated to turn off the parks. They cannot generate in these restriction periods in the generation of the group. Going to the bit in the first third semester of 2022 and 2023. This is the first. There's no recurring effect, nothing extraordinary. Last year was EBIT was 47%, and presently 18.2%. We took away adjustments of assets that were done last year, this same trimester. The result would be 30 million 1.6 billion. We didn't have no extraordinary effect, and so on, the EBIT and the results are the same. When we go to accumulation of the year, when we see the 9 months of last year compared to this year, the EBIT, there was no adjustment. It was a bit of 229 million and 62 million in these last months. Adjusting in the extraordinary fact, and EBIT was adjusted, assets and also some fines, there's a bit of that is adjusted compared to 35.3, one of 55.2, increase of 60% in the same period. Going to the profit, our profit is the same criteria of the EBIT that we separated. What is the audited profits or the profit of third semester last year was a loss of third semester last year was 17% negative, and this year, 47.9. When we adjust the sales and the assets, we have a profit of 65.9. There's an improvement when we compare from this year to last year, almost 20 million reais. There's accumulated the 9 months, the nine first months. EBIT of last year, 26.8%. The loss of 135.9. When we do the adjust of the selling of last year to this year, there's 50 million of the same period last year. We had a loss of 190% and 9 months at 142 million reais. Now, looking the cash flow of the last closing of the second trimester of 2022, there was a cash flow of 25 million reais, and now 27.6. This trimester, we have a generation of 28.4, financing of the PR Jata with creditors 1.5. Total lighting, 27. We have the accumulation of the year, the conclusion of 65.8, and an operational gain and a payment to PRJ of 67.9 million. Investment of 15 million and the same cash flow. So there's a worse of 36 million from the beginning of the year. This is a bigger impact because of the payment of the debt. When we are speaking about the debt of the company, practically is there's 1.2. It's on the second trimester, there was a debt 1,308, and now 1,323, almost concentrated in the class two, which is the effect of CDI. This is the balance of our debt. When we are in the recuperation, 68 million, 1 million for class one, class two, 4 million, 41 for class two, and extra for 1,267.9 for payment of the debts. In the presentation of the results of the company, I will go to the session of questions and answers. I'll start question and answer. To make a question, please send this in the chat, which is located on the right side of the screen. The first comes from Angela. Good morning. The company is going to eradicate the debt with the generation of its cash flow. It's classified in short term. As I commented in the beginning of the call, we have agreement. We are doing with creditors to optimize this debt with the cash flow. Next question comes from Arlene. Is there a difference between the what is occurring, 462 million, and that is circulated? What is the difference that is the flow of the company? How are you going to develop this? What is this, how is this happening, and how is this ongoing process? All short run is legal issues that is impacting the generation of the flow we are discussing, and seeing all the risks that we have, and seeing what will happen, and see the assets in relation of what ongoing of 210 million is to have projects of the company. The company just already investigated in this pipeline. And so the value is in the company. But for Martin, how are we going to execute these projects? According forecasted in the legal recuperation, yes, for the company to be sustainable for the next years, we will elect some projects to be sold to generate the cash flow, and there will be also bidding for this, and maybe the company will inform investors and the market about this bid. Marcelo has the next question. Even with the issues of ANE, the production of energy was very low last year, especially eolic. What happened operationally? What is the production of the turbines now? They're less efficient than were in the past. Marcelo, the generation, there are some impacts, especially of issues that were anticipated. Turbines are varied depending on the wind. In Brazil, the wind is cyclic. There are periods that are low wind than others. At these moments, we do maintenance of this equipment. And the production of these turbines in our eolic production, they're very good in terms of the moment that they are working in these periods. They're generating very well. However, they're less efficient. But of course, the present turbines are more modern. Some clients of the company are not paying. What is this 28 million? The clients, we don't have no problem of clients not paying. This issue of the 28 million is the capital, the turnaround. We receive one month, we receive on the next month. This is the effect of these payments. Next question from Douglas. When the complex will have the, and we will start its constructions. And this is the solar capital that is distributed. We are contract of use that is signed already. Of obligation to do this transmission, so we connect and generate. Everything is ready, but there is a conclusion of this line to begin. We don't have a date until now, but this is a construction. It's simple, and we hope it will start and be concluded in the next 3 months. Company has resources to ongoing constructions of new products, new production. The company follows optimizing, focused on the restructuring organization of its areas, and using the resources to seek more revenue. Next question. Pedro, good morning. What about the bid of that will happen in 2024? We will not participate. We will have to decide when we will have conditions to be able to face this situation. Next question from Alberto. The company did not disclose the ongoing solar process. would like to know in what stage is this cluster and when it will be finalized. We are 93% of our construction is almost ready. There's only a transmission line that will be ready, and then we will be ready. And this is supposed to be arriving soon. And as soon as it occurs, this will be concluded and it will begin. I would like to inform that our session and questions and answers are ended. The questions that were not answered will be answered through email. We end our conference of Renova. Thank you all that participated. We are available through the contacts of the RI Institutional Relations. And if you have any questions, we will answer through the email. Thank you very much.